Auckland's Radio.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the studio Brian Crace, who's from the Wharton Charity and looking at a new community bus service. Good afternoon to you, Brian.
Hello, Graham.
And welcome along. So the Wharton Charity, just a brief little description of what that's all about.
Yes, yeah, so, an interesting organisation, Wharton Charity. We're both very modern and extremely old. So it's quite nice when somebody actually asked me on the phone the other day, how long have you been around? And I said, oh, about 800 years. but what we did very recently is pull together a series of very, very old charitable bequests that did indeed go back 800 years across the whole of the sort of Wharton and Hersham areas. And we've pulled them together into a modern structure. So it's a very old charity, and the money that we have is extremely old. Couple of groats, you know, from 800 years ago, makes quite a lot of money, and so we've got a modern structure onto it, so we're trying to rationalise all
that money's been invested and is now doing good works.
Absolutely. I don't know what a couple of groats are worth these days, but yeah, it's definitely a couple of pints. Yeah,
indeed, absolutely. So really sort of legacies from the past and even current legacies, I suppose, might be there as
that
well.
Very much so, yes. So we have things like a couple of almshouses, which currently run. We own quite a lot. We own several allotments, actually. Over towards
Moulsey. They're extremely popular.
So we've got all sorts of funny bits and pieces.
All right. So, anyway, I understand you're having a look at a community bus service for Wharton and Hersham. So how's this come about?
Well, this came about because... about 2 years ago, the charity commissioned a report called Inequality in Elmbridge, which was looking at the problems which people, the less well-off in the area, have. Because it's a very well-off area, but not everybody is well-off. So there's particular issues for the people who have less money. And one of the things that came out of that report was something we call transport poverty, which is the problems of people who don't have easy access to cars, which means that they have to use public transport. And so it's about the cost of public transport, the availability of public transport. Do the routes go to where people need to go? And so the charity decided to look if they could come up with some, I won't say solutions, but some things to help alleviate that situation in Elmbridge. So the idea of looking at a possible community transport service arose, and I've come in to try and investigate how we could do this.
Right, okay, so it's a bit of a bottom-up approach, is it?
You're going out and really finding
out what people want and need, where the gaps are.
Yeah, absolutely. I've spent the last couple of months, you know, talking to things like the children's centres, the voluntary action groups, the food banks, the CAB, the job centre, the, you know, some of the old people's homes, Whiteley Village. So I've been talking to all of those people, saying, what do you want to do and what can't you do?
Right, and of course these days, in the recent years, there have been reductions in frequencies on some bus routes run for Surrey County Council. Their budgets got tighter and tighter. Quite a few routes are now down to hourly, and that can make life difficult if you've got a particular appointment to go to, I guess.
And of course weekends, like Sunday afternoons.
Sundays are very bereft,
it's a bit poor in some places.
Yes, you're just like where I'm here now. There's only one route through here on a Sunday on an hourly basis, so... Anyway, of course, we've got the Cobham Chatter Bus, which has been going for a little while, which is a similar sort of idea, isn't it?
Yes, I think it's entering its third year now, the Chatter Bus, and that, again, was a community initiative running around Cobham, where probably the buses are, dare I say, even worse than around Wharton, Weybridge and Hersham. But they've been very successful. They've had some dynamic local support for that service, and that certainly has done well, although of course it's not strictly commercial if you're looking at it from a business point of view. So
it needs a
lot of support,
but it's a minibus that runs around Cobham, etc., and providing
it's a great service. They have two regular drivers, so the passengers know the drivers which they like. It's got a wonderful little computer app, so you can look on your phone and see where the bus is, and it's just like a little cardboard cutout juggling around, so you can see it's on its way. So it's got a lot of really nice things going for it, and certainly one of our options is to try and look if we could establish a service a bit like that.
Right, okay. And so is it? It's all sorts of needs you're looking at, really, whether it might be trying to get to work in the town or commute or to go to the doctors, the hospital, the... Food bank, as you mentioned.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously one of the things which is very pertinent, having just walked past where Weybridge Community Hospital used to be, is a lot of the people who would normally have gone to Weybridge are now having to go to Walton Community Hospital. So that's a whole new need for transport that's suddenly opened up out of nowhere.
Yes.
So that's something we've got to look at.
Yes.
The commuting side, I think, it's not so much a matter of need, but it is a matter of taking cars off the road and freeing up road space, pollution, parking and so on. And that's been very successful in Cobham. There's school routes, the children's centre, which again is across the road from where we're sitting now. Weybridge Children's Centre actually brings in parents and children from right the way across into Walton. For reasons I don't entirely understand. It's a strange catchment they have. So they have a lot of problems with parents trying to get in from the farther side of Walton. So there's any number of needs, but it's a matter of finding some possible routes that might help people.
Right.
That's been the issue.
And we've got a slightly moving target, haven't we? Because we know we're next weekend from the 2nd of September, the bus network's changing a bit in Walton and Weybridge and Hersham area as well. So some new links are being created, others are being taken away. So slightly moving picture, but nonetheless, I'm sure your bottom-up survey is going to identify all the needs that are around. So if people want to take part in this survey, how do they go about it?
Right, well, let me just quickly tell you, we've come up with two potential routes, one of which I've called the Walton Loop because it really does run round quite tightly within Walton, and we can probably do something like a 30 or 40 minute regular route around that, and that's sort of running from the centre of Walton via the leisure centre up Walton Hospital, up to Field Common, back round via Ryden School and Bell Farm, into Hersham Village, back Walton Station, and back into Walton. So that's
a loop round town, right?
Going through lots of target areas and pulling in lots of people we've talked to, and we think that's potentially a nice little circuit. The other one is slightly longer, and we've called this the Brooklands Link, and it arose from a conversation actually with Whiteley Village, who were feeling very cut off. They're actually less cut off from next Sunday because they're getting another service linking them to Hersham, but they want to go to a Brooklands Retail Centre. So thinking about that, there's a nice line really, Hersham, Whiteley, Brooklands, Brooklands Retail Park, and then you can link that back around through the centre of Weybridge, back into the centre of Walton, past the hospital again, and so it's a rather bigger circuit. That's probably an hour long circuit,
right?
But that would give people a chance to go from Walton, Hersham, Whiteley into the retail centre, which at the moment I think is very difficult indeed to do by public.
I think we'd have to change in Walton into another. I know from this coming Saturday there is going to be a bus through Hersham to Brooklands via Weybridge, so that's a new facility that part of the part of the area. But other parts of Walton, as you say, and indeed Whiteley, would have to change buses at the moment.
So there's a couple of ideas we have which have grown up from what we're doing, and I've got a survey which we're trying to get people to fill in and tell us about, you know, whether or not they'd use those routes, and if they would, when would they so would they want to use them during the day, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, would they want them at weekends, you know, would they use them for shopping, would they use the bus for taking the kids to school, would they use it for, you know, going to the gym or exercise classes, Brooklands College for instance. So we're trying to get a feel for whether people would use the service and what they'd use them for, which I can then take and feed that back into the next phase of the project.
Right, okay. Is there sort of a timescale to all this?
About a month, really.
Right.
I think by the end of September, I would hope to have a good understanding of which of these, if either, might work as a route, or whether we need to combine them or whatever we go with it.
And then I presume funding's in place to get this going, is it?
We have funding to support. And it's a matter of, you know, there is other revenue that comes into buses, as you well know. But yes, it would fundamentally be supported by the charity for at least the first couple of years.
Right. And in terms of fares as well, you're going to try and make them reasonable, presumably?
We would. There is a question on the survey, actually, about what people think are a reasonable fare. And obviously they would not be a commercial fare. They would be a subsidised fare, because there's no point looking at people who struggle to afford buses and then making them pay £6 to go down the road. So yes, they've got to be a sensible fare. And we've got to look at bringing in the other revenue from wherever we can.
All right, okay, fascinating stuff. So how do people take part in the survey?
Right, well, there's a link to something some of you may have heard of called SurveyMonkey. It's not really a very easy link to read out. So perhaps, Graham, you could put it on the Brooklands website or make it available
certainly have a go
for
there.
The Brooklands Radio.
Yeah.
Because it's lots of numbers and...
It's one of these clever computer-generated
things. But it is being publicised all over the place. So you can look at it on, for instance, the Hersham webpage, Facebook webpages and the Walton webpages. It's on flyers up in the notice boards. So you will come across it. If you look out for it, you'll come across it.
And indeed, any listener here, just email in studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk and we'll send you the link back. Can't say better than that. So we wish you every success with this, Brian.
And hopefully I'll be able to come back and tell you how it's all gone a little later in the year.
Yeah, we'd like to find out, you know, how the survey went and what the routes are going to be in the end and when it's going to get started. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
That's Brian Creese from the Walton Charity talking all about our new bus service for Walton and Hersham. Brooklands
Radio. If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.